Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
A couple of weeks ago, there was an enormous, even viral response of worldwide disbelief and outrage to the hit and run of a two-year-old girl in China. 18 people passed by her as she lay bleeding and dying, and then a good Samaritan finally came along and got her help. But sadly, young Yu Yu eventually died. Over the last few days, there have been a couple of really thoughtful and thought-provoking articles emerging here in Australia about this wrenching story and the lessons we might pick up out of it. Also keen for you to join our conversation on this and add to our discussion that's already underway on our Open House Community Facebook page. Give us a call if you have some thoughts as we talk this through. 1300 40 2020. In just a moment, Dr. Justine Toe will explore from her quite unique perspective some of the issues it's raised about China and the Chinese, and of course the powerful concept of the Good Samaritan. For now, I also wanted to tap into the thoughts of the News Limited columnist Miranda Devine, who in her thought-provoking article links Yu Yu's story with the final moments of Libya's Colonel Gaddafi and raises this question: in these two stories, are we being given a glimpse of a post-Christian world? Miranda Devine, welcome to Open House.
Thanks very much.
Pleasure. Miranda, when you first saw this incident with this poor little soul, Yu Yu, what went through your mind?
It's one of those awful pieces of footage that, in fact, I couldn't watch it the first time. I really found it so distressing. When I came back to it, you have a visceral reaction to it. There is this tiny little girl who is hit by a van, and then she's lying there. She's still moving. You can see her moving. Yes. And for 7 minutes, there's a pool of blood spreading out from her mangled legs. And for 7 minutes, she lies there. You know, God knows if she was whimpering or what she was doing. And you just see these people walking by her. The one young man was extraordinary. He had clean white sand shoes on. And he came very close to her and then skirted around the blood, but did not look down. He looked straight ahead. And person after person, 18 passers by, as you said, just avoided her. And there's a small child you see in this footage, which the footage becomes so gripping because you wonder, come on, isn't somebody going to do something? And there's a mother who walks by, and she's in high-heeled shoes, and she has her little girl who's only about 3 or 4 walking alongside her, Bristol in yellow. And the mother sort of sees it. She can see that she's seen it. She tries to steer a wide berth. And the little girl is holding onto her hand, and then you can see the little girl looking and wondering. And then when the little girl realizes, she stiffens and her steps falter and her whole body is faced towards this horrible sight. And her mother keeps on pulling at her. And you just think the child had the right reaction.
Yes.
The mother had the wrong reaction. And then finally, at the end of it, you see this woman, this Good Samaritan, 59-year-old street scavenger, they call her, or rubbish collector. And she walks straight up to you and she looks, sort of her body language, she looks perplexed and she looks around to see, you know, why is nobody here? And then she realizes in an instant that she has to do something. So she leans forward and she tries to sit Yu Yu up. And Yu Yu by this stage is, you know, just flopped forward. She's unconscious. And so then the woman quickly drags her off the road just as another van comes along, which would have probably, you know, finished her Yu Yu off. And then Yu Yu, of course, lingers in hospital for the next week and died last Friday.
There was such a struggle, and it was reflected in the online commentary, to explain why this can happen, how this can happen.
And I think China has gone through this bout of soul-searching. They're on their sort of equivalent of Twitter, Sina Weibo it's called, there were 10 million comments about it, most of them self-flagellating. There was another sort of nasty element that crept in because the woman who was the Good Samaritan was, of course, fated as the hero around the country. And then there was a backlash against her saying she was only doing it for the publicity or for the attention, which was, you know, the last thing when you saw her interviewed. She was a very humble woman who wasn't comfortable in a spotlight. And she just had this very simple explanation, which was, I just wanted to help.
Of course. It interests me that as you write about this incident you also link it with the death of the Libyan dictator, Colonel Gaddafi.
Yes, it was just a personal reaction, because both of those pieces of footage I found extraordinarily difficult to watch. And they were, because we are now so, you know, exposed to the internet, you can't really escape this stuff. In previous times, the newspapers or television used to really censor the most awful footage, or it didn't exist. But now it's in your face all the time. And I was quite confronted late one night when I looked at my usual diet of sort of overseas newspapers when they first come out the front pages. And I think it was the Daily Mail, the Independent, had that awful photograph from the video of Gaddafi still alive, face completely bloodied, head sort of propped against one of the fighters' uniformed knees, and just looking, just reeling from the shock of, you know, being very near death and being brutalized by people. And of course, he wasn't a good man. He was a dreadful dictator. But this delight in filming his last moments, in the whooping delight at killing him and inflicting damage and pain on him, just was so barbaric and so brutal and awful. And yet so many Libyans were reveling in it. And, you know, later on, his body dragged behind a truck, footage of that propped on the top of the hood of a car as an ornament, driven around, displayed in a meat store, and Libyans jostling to take photographs of him and wearing gas masks, because, of course, his body's starting to decompose. It just was all so grotesque and vile that I thought I had that same visceral reaction. It was very different, shocking in a very different way. Of course, you have an innocent dying in one and an evil dictator in another. But I guess the way we as humans react or behave to people in pain and distress says a lot about us and, you know, what we're all about.
But you're saying that there's more to it than the fact that we're just seeing more video and this stuff is more and more accessible. There's more to this, both of these stories, than that.
Well, I guess what I was really trying to get at is what makes us, you know, I was talking to some girlfriends about the awful footage of Yu and saying, would that happen here? And her take on it was no, that could easily, those sort of callous, apathetic, you know, empathy bypass situations happen in any society. And I wondered about that. And then I started thinking about the nature of sort of the West and why, you know, there's no good us looking at the callous Chinese passers-by or the barbaric Libyan rebels and thinking ourselves incapable of the same behaviour, because we're all human. And then I don't think that we can think that we're intrinsically morally superior to the Chinese who walked past little Yu or the Libyans who delighted in killing Gaddafi. But I do think that the Judeo-Christian basis of our society, with its tradition of the Good Samaritan and do unto others as you would have them do unto you and love thy neighbour and so on, turn the other cheek, has for 2,000 years tempered and modulated the worst human tendencies. And even for non-believers, it's fostered the sort of social norms which honour the actions of a Good Samaritan, like the street scavenger who helped you. And it helps create a society that reinforces qualities such as kindness and compassion and protects the vulnerable and the weak. You know, the meek shall inherit the earth. All of those biblical stories, whether or not you are a believer, and, you know, I am, but in our society, there's all sorts. And I think that the society that's created with the Judeo-Christian ethic is a much kinder and more compassionate society, and it's one in which the weak and the powerless are protected. Obviously, Christian societies have been responsible for terrible atrocities in the past.
I was going to make that point, yes.
Yeah.
So what would you say to that? There have been barbaric acts committed in history by people claiming to be of the Christian faith. That's not new.
Sure. Absolutely. And, you know, Hitler is a good example, and Germany, Christian Germany. But it's obviously not foolproof. But I think we're still human and we're still capable of falling from grace and capable of making mistakes and being wrong. But I think that the Judeo-Christian foundation allows redemption and creates the best possible society if everybody is sort of on the same page and if people are genuinely following it and not just paying lip service to it. I think it's sort of a civilizing force, but it's not foolproof if people are not genuine or authentic about following the faith or following the social norms that go with it.
Yes. In the meantime, we learn to live more and more in a post-Christian world.
Yes, I think perhaps that's what is quite scary about those two videos, is that it does give you a glimpse of a world without those protections, without the niceties. You know, humans are capable of great, great evil. And I think we forget that in a sort of a comfortable Western world where we think that ethics are just things that grow on trees. I guess the good thing about religion, about the Christian religion particularly that I know best, is that, you know, there is this great apparatus of morality, philosophy that goes along with it, that with a great wisdom about human nature and human history that you can't just reinvent from scratch.
Miranda Devine, very much appreciate your time. Thanks very much for joining us on Open House. I'm sure you've got a lot of people thinking.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks so much.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.